A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Word Fountain Christian Ministries. Be blessed.
Hallelujah. There is nothing that is too hard for God. There is nothing that He cannot do. He is the God who is ever present, even in our circumstances and situations that we feel like they are beyond us. He is our God. He is our Father. He is ever faithful. He is able. He is able. Lord, we bless you this morning. We worship your holy name, O God, because we know you are our Father. We want to thank you because we know you are the miracle working God. We want to thank you because we know you can do, O God, all things. The Bible says, with you, all things are possible. Lord, we bless you this morning. We worship your holy name, O God. We give you praise. We give you glory, O God. We say, yes, O God, come and take, O my Lord, your place. Even in this sanctuary, in the name of Jesus, even in our lives, we say, my Lord, my God, come and take your place. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. Father, we worship your holy name. We say, yes, O God, blessed be your name, O Lord. We say, even, O my Lord, as we open the scriptures this morning, to encourage one another, we want to thank you that you have already gone ahead of us. We bless your name, O God, that of everything that you want us, O God, to share together this morning, we receive only from you. Anything that is contrary to your word, my Lord, my God, we say, take it away from us. Our desire is to hear only from you. Our desire is to hear only that which you have prepared for us today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say, Lord, as we move out of this place today, we are so grateful that, Lord, testimonies will abound. We are so grateful that, Lord, testimonies, oh my Lord, will follow us. In the mighty name of the Lord, we are grateful that the favor of the Lord will follow us. In the mighty name of the Lord, Lord, I bless your name, oh God. And I say, even, oh God, as I speak, oh my Lord, before your people, I say, Lord, I will not be a castaway. I say, I will not be left out. In the name of the Lord, I say, Lord, I will partake of the blessing that you have for us today. You and you alone, you'll be glorified. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We may be seated, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is an awesome God. He is a great God. And it's wonderful to always be in his presence. Hallelujah. David said, I was glad when they said, come, let us go to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we are here in the house of the Lord, and we bless his holy name. He is a faithful God. Hallelujah. Just want to appreciate him. I thank him every day because he is my creator. I thank him every day because the breath of life that I have, it is given by him. And him alone. And I know it is the same for you as well.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I also want to appreciate our mommy in the house, our senior pastor, for giving me this opportunity. We don't take it lightly. We are so grateful. Hallelujah. I also want to appreciate the whole congregation, you who are here, that even as we open the scriptures today, we will be blessed in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll go back to the theme of the month, or the verse that we've been using in Deuteronomy chapter 33 throughout the month, and I believe and I trust God that indeed we have something tangible, you know, for all these 4 weeks that you know, people have been giving testimonies, people have been sharing during prayer time. And even on Sundays, I do believe that, you know, God has just put something in your heart, you know, where you really know that indeed God, he is the Lord who has the hand. When he stretches forth his hand, he is there to bless you.
Amen.
He is there to cover you.
Amen.
He is there to protect you.
Amen.
Deuteronomy chapter 33 from verse 26, the Bible says, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rise upon the heaven is thy help, and in his excellency on the sky, the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also, his heavens shall drop down dew. Hallelujah. I looked more on verse 27. The other versions of the Bible, they say, the eternal God is your dwelling place. The eternal God is your dwelling place. And my question this morning is there anything too hard for God? Your eternal God is your dwelling place. The eternal God, he is your dwelling place. And my question this morning is, has you made him your dwelling place? David was speaking in Psalms 91. He said, I have made you my habitation. I have made you, O Lord, my habitation. There are so many who made this Almighty God their dwelling place, and we still speak of them today. Their lives, they are a testimony unto us, because they made this eternal God their dwelling place. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks in Jeremiah, if we open Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17 and verse 26, 27. I want us to read there. Hallelujah. When you make him your dwelling place, or when you make him your habitation, you begin to understand that indeed there is nothing that is too hard for this God. There is nothing that is too difficult for him. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17, the Bible says, O Lord God, behold, you have made the heaven and the earth by thy great power, and your stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for you. This was an acknowledgement from Jeremiah the prophet. He went through so many things. This was a man who went through so many things. But you know what? He came to a conclusion where he said, yes, O Lord, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and your stretched out arm, and there is nothing that is too hard for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Repeated again in verse 26, 27, the Bible reminds us again of the same chapter, Jeremiah 32. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Hallelujah. He reminded him again. He said, is there anything too hard for me? He said, I am the God of all flesh. Moses was reminding the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 33 that, you know, this God, he is your eternal God. He is your habitation. He is your dwelling place. And Jeremiah comes on the scene. He said, Lord, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and your outstretched arm. There is nothing that is too hard for you. And the Bible says, the word of God came again unto Jeremiah, saying, I am the God of all flesh.
The Lord was reminding him that, yes, my servant, I am the God of all flesh. And there is nothing that is too difficult for me. There is nothing that is too hard for me. And are you making him not only today, but every day? Do you make him your dwelling place? Do you remind yourself every day that, you know what? This God that I have believed in, he is the God of all flesh. This God I have believed in, he is the God who can do all things. There is nothing that is too hard for him. There is nothing that is too difficult for him. With him, all things are possible. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. We'll start from verse 13. Genesis 18. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of surety bear a child which I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At this time appointed, I will return unto you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, by this time, I will return. Why? Because there is nothing that is too difficult for God. There is nothing that is too hard for God. Just remember that. Just know that no matter what you are going through, just know that no matter the circumstance, just know that no matter the circumstance, the situation, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that is too difficult for God. You have believed in a God who is ever faithful. You have believed in the God who can do the impossible. When men are saying, we have given up. When men are saying, my friend, maybe it is because you have sinned against God. Maybe because you have your fathers have done something. Where everyone is, you have drawn a bloodline. Regardless of whatsoever, the Bible says, you see, that in the book of Jeremiah, there is a place where the Bible speaks that, you know, the time will come when the sons will say no more. The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the teeth of the children have been set on the edge. Why? Because whatsoever was made by whosoever, wherever, whenever, it doesn't concern you. Why? Because there is a bloodline that has been drawn. You have given your life unto Christ Jesus. And that is the bloodline. That is what has been drawn. Whatsoever was done by whosoever, wherever, whenever, it doesn't matter to you. Why? Because you belong unto Christ Jesus. You belong unto the God who is able. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that is too difficult for God. Even in death, he is still God. To a believer, to someone who has come to a place where they know that, you know what? I have believed in this God. I have believed in him to the very end. He is faithful. He doesn't change. He is ever faithful. I want us to look at an example of a man who believed. As the Lord spoke in Genesis chapter 18, and he explained unto Abraham what the Lord was going to do, that by this time next year, I will return and Sarah will have a son. So was it. Why? Because the faith of Abraham rose up. He believed in what God has said. And he knew right from that time, he knew that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that is too difficult for God. He did not look. When you look in the book of Romans chapter 4, he speaks over how Abraham believed. Let's open there. If someone is there, please read for me Romans chapter 4, verse 18. Hallelujah. There is nothing that is too hard for this God. There is nothing that is too difficult for this God. Hallelujah to his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Who against hope believed in hope.
Yes.
That he might become the father of many nations.
Yes.
According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be.
Hallelujah.
And be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead.
Yes.
When he was about 100 years old.
Yes.
Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb.
Amen.
He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief.
Hallelujah.
But was strong in faith.
Yes.
Giving glory
to
God.
Amen. Thank you, man. Hallelujah. He was strong in faith, giving glory unto the one who has promised him. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes it may look like people will think like, have you lost it? What is you? Can't you see these are facts? Yes, they are facts. But there is truth in those facts. There is truth in those facts that the one who has got the final say, that is the one that you have believed in. And he is ever faithful. So when the Lord spoke in Genesis 18 and we see in Genesis 22, the same God told Abraham to sacrifice the very son he had given unto him. You see, it did not move this man because he knew this God that he had believed in. That you know, when he gives the very best. The Bible says, nothing good will he withhold unto them that walk uprightly with him. So he knew in Genesis 22 that yes, God was able even to raise, even if it means he was going to raise this son up, he was going to do that. In Genesis 22 verse 5, the Bible says, and Abraham said unto his young men, abide here with us, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. You hear that statement? He did not say, I'm going to come back alone. He did not say, yes, I am going now to sacrifice this son that God has given unto me. And when I am coming, I'm coming back alone. He says, stay here, guys. But I am going with Isaac. And we are going to come back to meet with you again. Hallelujah. In verse 5, Isaac was saying, Father, I know every time whenever you have given sacrifice, things have happened before where he had seen his father sacrificing unto the Lord. And he knew that there was always supposed to be that offering, that lamb that was supposed to be offered. But he looked around, he said, Father, we don't have that. We don't have that. In verse 8, he said, Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Because the son was asking. He was saying, something is missing here. Something is missing here. Are you saying in your life there are some circumstances and situations and things that have made you to come to a place where you are saying something is missing here? My brother, my sister, believe God. That is the one who provides that missing thing in that equation. Amen. He is able to do it. Amen. If he has done it for Abraham before, he is able to do it for you today. Amen. If he has done it for Hannah before, he is able to do it for you today. Amen. If he did it for Zechariah and Elizabeth in their good old age, he is able to do it again for you today. What you just need to believe, what you just need is to know that this God is ever faithful. He will do it for you. His word is ever true. Everything he has spoken is in his word. It will always come to pass to those who believe. So the Bible records there in Genesis 22 that as he lifted up that knife to offer Isaac, the Lord said, look, stop. Look around. I have provided for myself the offering, not your son. He is never too late. He is never too late. In my own situation, in my own thinking, I might think that, God, you are so late. I have been on this mountain too long. I cannot carry anymore. It is just too difficult. You know what? He is the God who can even come at the last minute.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Honestly. We speak of it today. We preach it today. We share it today. But put yourselves in the shoes of Abraham. Where you are thinking that whilst I have said, yes, Lord, I believed in you, I've trusted you, I have done everything. Look, this is the son that you gave unto me in my good old age. I had thought that Eliezer that I had as the servant, he was the one who, you know, whom you blessed me. Even Ishmael, he went to an extent of even having Ishmael. He thought, oh, you know, maybe this is how, because the promise given at the age of 75 and coming to fulfillment by the time he was reaching 100. And this is the same son that the Lord is saying, I want you to sacrifice. It is difficult. Just put yourself in the shoes of this man. But the Bible says he staggered not. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Know that you are not alone. Know that that situation that you are going through, God is in that equation. Amen. If he has been, if there is still something that you are saying, something is missing in this whole thing, know that you need to add him in there. Because he is everything that you need. He is the one who solved that equation. Amen. Believe him, trust him, and just be rest assured that he will do it for you. It looks like, oh my God, how can this be? The same people that you stayed with for such a long time, the Bible says, you know, they stayed for a long period of time in Egypt. You see, after all those years, and now they have approached the Red Sea, and the Egyptians are coming behind them, and it looks like all hope is lost. It looked like there is no way out. And I can imagine the enemies, they were smiling. They were saying, oh, they thought they are so clever. They thought that, oh, you can just imagine. With all their horses and their chariots and everything, it looked like everything is gone. But you know what? He is the God who can make, he can put a pillar of cloud in between, where the enemy cannot understand what has happened. Within seconds, the whole situation changed. Amen. God protected them. God made a way out for them. The same thing he did for Abraham. And he promised and he told him that this is what I'm going to do for all generations that are going to come. You see, there were those people who understood what God has spoken. Every time when they will call upon the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Joseph, they understood that, yes, these are our patriarchs who had told us what the Lord has spoken. And they hearkened unto that voice. They hearkened unto that word. My brother, my sister, he is the same God that we are worshiping today. Every time we say the blessings of Abraham, they are mine. Because we are referring back all the way down. We are still referring back to these patriarchs. We are referring back to these giants who walked with the Lord. And the Lord was able to keep his promise. Why? Because he's not man that he should lie. Has he said something? And has he not done it? He is God. He is God. He is God. He is God. This is what the Lord is saying unto us today. Just believe him. Just believe him. And know that, Lord, as long as you are in this equation, as long as you are in this circumstance and situation, I will shine at the end of it. There is always light at the end of the tunnel. Oh my God, are they telling you that, my brother? Maybe it's because of A and B. They said that unto Job. Even his very best friends, they came and they told him, they said, oh, so many things might have happened. They did not give him the counsel of the Lord. They told him that, oh, it's because you have sinned against God. That's the reason why you are going through all this kind of stuff. But you know what? The man knew God. The man knew that, yes, the Lord himself will vindicate him. Oh, the Lord did it for him. There came a time when this man was able to shine, even after all that he had gone through, because he is God who is ever, ever faithful. Hallelujah. Amen. If you continue to read, we see there are so many examples that the Lord has given unto us in his word. But people of God, what the Lord is calling us to do today is to believe him. What the Lord is calling us today is to know that you are not alone in whatsoever you are going through. The Lord is with you. Because you have believed him. Because you have trusted him. He said those who wait upon the name of the Lord in Isaiah 4, they will renew their strength. Oh my God. Are you weary today? Is there something that is making you not to have sleep? Cast it all unto the Lord.
Amen.
In Philippians chapter 4, the Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So instead of worrying, begin to thank him. Instead of worrying, begin to speak unto the Lord. He is able to hear. He used words to create the heaven and the earth. We read in Jeremiah 32, he said, oh Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power. He spoke and things began to happen. So instead of worrying, begin to speak. Begin to speak the word of God that is life. Begin to speak his word that is ever true. And begin to see things happening.
Amen.
He is ever faithful. He is God and God alone. The disciples in John chapter 6. If you open John chapter 6. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He is the bread of life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In verse 5 of John chapter 6, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Oh my God. He knows what he's going to do. He knows in what you are going through. Maybe it's not about you. Maybe you are caring for someone. There was a video clip that our pastor showed us on Friday during the night vigil, where the man thought actually giving that man money was going to solve the situation. But the man said, no, I'm not concerned about the money that you want to give me. I am looking for this Jesus that you are talking about.
Yes.
You see, that was an amazing answer. Because you see what, he knew that if he was going to get this Jesus, the same Jesus who had made these people to look who they are, he knew that he got the key.
Amen.
If he had accepted that money, he would go on the streets, he would buy whatsoever he was going to buy, and he would start begging again. That is what happens, people of God. When we run after things that do not add value in our lives. People, I'm not saying it's not good to have friends. I'm not saying it's not good to accept things from families and friends. But you know what? They are just like you. They are limited in so many things. They cannot be everywhere at one given point. It's not possible for them. You cannot be in here in the UK and you are in Nigeria, or you are in America, or you are in any country of this world. You need to travel to get there. But you know, prayer doesn't have any boundary. When you lift them up before God and you say, Lord, I surrender them in your hands, you are the one who is able to help them. Maybe you are having those sleepless nights because of someone that you know, you are saying, oh, how I wish I could help. You can help, my brother.
Yes.
You can help, my sister. Your prayer is what is needed. You just need to pray for them. Remember them in prayer. That is all you need to do. Philip looked around and they said, no. Come on now. This is a multitude of people. We don't have any food to provide for this. He looked in the physical. But you see what? He forgot that he had the master, the one who has got the whole world in his hands. Oh, Lord, my God, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and your outstretched arm. There is nothing that is too difficult for you. The Bible says even the cattle on 1,000 hills, they belong unto the Lord. The wealth of this whole world, it is in his hands. There was a time they came unto Jesus and they said, oh, you know, what should we give unto Caesar? Is it good to pay and all that? He said, okay, Peter, go get a fish. You know, in that fish, there is money in there. Go and pay. What belongs to Caesar belongs to Caesar.
Amen.
Come on now. What? Who else has got this kind of power? That is the God you have believed. Who has got everything that you will ever think, ask, or imagine? He said he can do exceeding abundantly. Why? Because he has got the whole world in it. He said, oh Lord, my God. He got the key. Jeremiah knew about this thing. He said, oh Lord, my God. You have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and your outstretched arm. There is nothing that is too difficult for you. There is nothing that is too hard for you. Philip looked around and he said, the multitude is massive. Where will we get bread to be able to feed such a great multitude? In John chapter 6, the Bible says, the Lord knew what he was going to do. Then Philip said, oh, we have just found a lad here. There's a young man here. He has got his lunchbox. You know, and, you know, in that lunchbox, he has got just little. You know, 2 fish and 5 loaves. And the Lord said, bring that to us, bring it, and we will bless it. After we have blessed it, I will ask you to share this to the whole congregation. When you look around, sometimes it doesn't make any sense. Sometimes you say, how can this be? But when you begin to see with the eyes of God, to understand that he has made the heavens and the earth by his great power and his outstretched arm, there is nothing that is too difficult for him. Everyone was fed on this day.
Amen.
They rejoiced. Everyone was happy on this day. And they gathered some leftovers. Because he is God. People of God, begin to understand that, you know, you are not just an ordinary woman. You are not just an ordinary man. You carry some authority in you.
Amen.
You carry some great power that has been given unto you by the Lord. Every believer has got this power. This power is not only to the pastors. This power is not only to the deacons. This power is not only to the prayer mentors. This power is to every believer. That is what he has given unto us. When he was sending us in the Great Commission in Matthew 28, he said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. That's what he told us, is it? Come on now. Did he tell us that? Please, someone read for us. If you find that, read for us. Matthew 28, you can find 18, Matthew 28 from verse 18, 19. Are we there? Yes, please. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. He said, all power. And he said, this power that my Father has given unto me, he said, I give it unto you. That is what he did for us. All doubts and anything that is in my mind, anything that is in my thoughts, I say, I reject you in the name of the Lord. Begin to pray right now. Thank the Lord that doubt or anything. thing, any worry, anything that is not of God, it is not of you. You are a child of God. All power has been given unto you by your Creator, the one who created the heaven and the earth by his great power and his outstretched arm. There is nothing that is too difficult for him. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As we round up, there was a woman, a certain woman, the Bible says, a certain woman of the sons of the prophets in 2 Kings chapter 4. This woman, the husband passed away. And the debt collectors, they came. They said, oh, your husband had this debt. And we have come to collect what belongs unto us. The woman was paralyzed. Because I think she said, after all that this man has done for the Lord, only to be put to shame, to say, we have come to collect, oh my God, because you are owing. That was not a good place to be. Can you just imagine? After all that this man had done, and people come in that kind of way. But you know what? She knew where to run to.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. She knew where to go. Now they cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. You know that. But this is my situation. This is where I am right now. Verse 2. Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? And she said, your handmaid has not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. He said, go and borrow. He said, as many as you can. Say, go and borrow. Bring them. This woman, she did. Can you imagine that? That was just an instruction. I think in her mind was saying, what am I going to do with these empty jars that this man wants to? But you know what? This woman acted exactly the same way we've been speaking about Abraham.
Yes.
He did not stagger at the word of God. The man believed God and he said, yes, the Lord had told me that I will move out of this land of Haran and I will go to a place that I prepared for you. And he said, in multiplying, I will multiply. In blessing, I will bless you. He said, your son, they shall be like the sand on the seashore. He said, there was a time when the Lord said, come out, look in the sky, look at the stars. He said, can you count them? He said, I cannot count everything. He said, so shall be your sons, your daughters. That's how I am going to bless you. So this woman went out. She borrowed. And then the man of God, Elisha, told her, he said, now begin to pour that oil that is left in that jar. Begin to pour and fill out all these jars. She was pouring. I think maybe when she started, you were saying, oh, maybe it will just... It didn't make sense, is it? The same thing with Elijah. There was a time when there was famine in the whole land. And there was a woman with a son. They were just left with a little bit of some flour and some little bit of oil. And the man of God said, prepare that so that we can celebrate in this time of hunger. And the Bible says, that did not cease. Throughout the time of the famine, this woman had something to prepare or to provide for her family. Coming back to this story, after she had poured all the oil, all the jugs were filled, Then Elisha said, go now and sell this wine and pay whatsoever is needed. And what is remaining is yours and your family. That is faith. She was at a last end. It looked like, how am I going to survive? Now all this has happened to me. How am I going to survive? How are things going to be? But this God that you serve, as long as you put your hope and your trust in him, and it's mixed with faith, believing that I'm not alone in this, knowing that God is in this equation, oh my God, he is able to do it for you, and he will do it faithfully. In the name of Jesus, this woman was blessed. Because yes, after filling up all the jugs, and she was able to sell, and she was able to even have some leftovers to feed her family. Thank you, Jesus. Understand this. Understand this very one thing. I also understand the same thing. As I speak to you, I'm speaking to myself as well. That this God we serve, he has created the heavens and the earth by his great power and his outstretched arm. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that is too difficult for him. That is what you need to see as an image. Every day you wake up in the morning, every day you are at work and looks like everything is crumbling down. Oh, know that you are not just an ordinary man. Know that you are not just an ordinary woman. You are extraordinary. Because that same power that we read in Matthew 28, he said, I've given it unto you. Oh, hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 and 15. We read this during the night vigil on Friday. The Bible says this is the confidence that we have in him. But if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. The confidence that we have, and we know that when we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. He did not stop there. He said, when we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of him. Why? That is the confidence. That is the confidence that we have in him. That is the confidence. I want us to rise up right now. Hallelujah. I don't know where you are. I don't know your faith right now, but I want to thank God that as we share this word together today, there is something unique, something extraordinary that is going to birth in your life. You see, when a child is being born, it reminds me, when I was working, one of my friends, the wife was giving birth, and she gave birth to a wonderful baby girl, and he came back to me. This man was kneeling down. I said, what is it, man? He said, oh, I really want to honor my mother. I want to honor my mother. I did not know that this is what she went through. I said, what? He said, I was there in the labor room. I saw how my wife delivered the child. I said, this man to kneel down. I began to ponder on it. But you know what? As I prepared this message, that example came to say, you see, the medical or the midwives or the nurses or the doctors, when a child is coming into this world, you know what? They don't pull the child. You would think like that. Say, oh, as soon as maybe halfway or just coming, they will just pull the child. But they don't say that. They say push. They will be telling the woman, oh, we're almost there. You're almost there. Push, push, oh, push. You're almost there. Until the child is child, that's when they will take the child. But they don't pull the child out. They don't do that. The Lord is asking you to keep on pushing.
Amen.
You see, there is a point when he knows that the time has come now for me to take you up. But he will not say, oh, you are just starting in that starting point and you are saying, oh, Lord, I'm already tired. I cannot do anything. He wants you to pray. He wants you to call upon his name. He wants you to take some radical actions to say, yes, Lord, I believe. I am pushing and I know you are able to take me to the end. In the name of the Lord, begin to lift up your voice right now. Begin to thank him that, Lord, my faith shall not be moved. I thank you today because I know you are the faithful God. I thank you today because I know I will not be moved. I thank you today because my hope is in you. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We are so grateful, Lord. You have not brought us here, oh God, to leave us in the middle. In the name of the Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You see, the Lord will not leave you in the middle of nowhere. He has not brought you all this far to leave you in the middle of nowhere. Oh, begin to thank him right now that, Lord, I have put my hands on the plow. And I want to thank you that this faith that I have in you, oh Lord, it will not be put to shame. Because I know you are the one who will take me to that promised land. You will take me to the very end where I am looking. In the name of the Lord, you have made him your dwelling place. You have made this eternal God your dwelling place. In the name of the Lord, Lord, we bless you. Lord, we worship you. We thank you that, yes, Lord, we have made you our dwelling place. We want to thank you that, Lord, we know you have not brought us all this far to leave us in the middle of nowhere. My Lord, my God, we want to thank you that, yes, concerning the land you promised unto us, concerning the place you promised unto us, we are so grateful that, Lord, yes, we will overcome, that, yes, we will reach there, that, yes, oh God, we will have the testimony in the name of the Lord. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. Blessed be your name, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. He told Philip, he said, yes, gather them. We need to feed them. They cannot go hungry. They cannot go empty-handed. You have come unto the Lord this morning. You are not going empty. You see, that is the God you serve. Anytime you appear before him, you will not go empty-handed. I begin to thank him right now that, Lord, if it means your faith was going down, begin to thank him that, Lord, I thank you. Your arms are surrounding me. I want to thank you. Your great power is around me. I bless your name, oh God, this afternoon. And I say, yes, oh God, I believe. And I know that, yes, oh God, you and you alone. As I have come to you, I will not go empty today. As I have come to you today, I am going loaded. As I have come to you today, I go in that power and that authority of your name. In the name of the Lord, I say my faith, oh God, is rising up. I say that circumstance, I see it right now. The Lord is putting it into a place. Ground. I am able to walk through it. I am able to overcome in the name of the Lord. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And finally, the Bible, when they send the message unto Mary, you see, Mary said, so be it unto me. As that according to your word. You see, the Lord did it. There was a conclusion there. She just believed. The angel of the Lord had told her already that there is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. All things are possible with God. And she said, so be it. Oh, my brother, my sister, I want us to pray. Believe in God that, Lord, you have spoken today. So be it. Don't look at what you are going through. Whatsoever, wherever, just begin to thank him that, Lord, so be it. So be it, oh God, according to your word. You have, oh my Lord, spoken today. So be it. So be it, oh God, in that situation. So be it, my Lord, my God. You have spoken today. So be it. I believe it. I receive it. I will walk in it, oh God. I have got that confidence in you. I receive in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our God and our Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. You are a faithful God. There is nothing that is too hard for you. There is nothing that is too difficult for you. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you for reminding us again today that you are the Lord who has made the heavens and the earth by your great power and your outstretched arm. And there is nothing that is too difficult for you. There is nothing that is too hard for you. We are grateful. We rest in that understanding that there is nothing that is too hard for you. My Lord, my God, in your word, many examples you have given unto us to fully understand this very thing, that absolutely nothing, nothing is too hard for you. Lord, we receive it. We walk in it. We say, as we go, oh my Lord, and we start the beginning of another week, where, Lord, you are blessing us, oh God, with another month, moving into the third month. Lord, we are grateful. We say it can only be you and you alone. And there is nothing that is too hard for you. There is nothing that is too difficult for you. We are grateful. Help our unbelief, oh God. Wherever we have doubted your word and we have felt like you cannot do it, Father, forgive. Help our unbelief, because we believe and we believe in your word. Help us where there is doubt. Help us, Lord, that we may believe you fully. In the name of the Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory. Thank you, Father, for answered prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless. Yeah.